10:39. It's time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? Well, for that, we turn to our old pal, Philip Potempa, who is the critic at large and entertainment columnist for the Post-Tribune of Northwest Indiana, representing for the Hoosiers today. How you doing there, my friend?
Doing good. Good morning, Dean.
Good to have you here with us.
It's nice to be here.
So, how many shows a week do you... You are at the theater all the time.
I am, and it's a good place to be. I'm usually probably at least, I would say, 3 to 4 nights a week at the theater seeing whatever is the latest and greatest, and we have so many opportunities here. We're very lucky in our Chicago area.
You also are affiliated with the theater at the center in Munster, Indiana, where they do great stuff. And I'm a big advocate. I mean, we talk about the downtown theaters. We talk about the Northside theaters all the time. And, you know, people always say, how about me? I live in the south suburbs. I live on the south side. I'm the other way. And the theater at the center in Munster turn out great shows all the time. What are some of the things that are going on right now out there?
Well, you know, this weekend we had a great theater for young audiences production of The Wizard of Oz, and that's that chance to extend an invitation to our younger audiences, get them out and see what it's like to be in a theater seat. And then meanwhile, we're working on our big spring musical, which is the Chicagoland premiere of Nice Work If You Can Get It. The big Gershwin musical going to be seen on our stage first before anywhere else here in Chicago.
All right, very good, very good. But other shows that you get out to see in a critical capacity. One that I'm so curious about is this new show that's just opened at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook, Hazel the Musical. I mean, if you're of a certain age, you remember the old black and white TV show starring Shirley Booth about Hazel, the maid, the sassy maid to Mr. B and, you know, all that. But they've turned it into a musical out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook. And the little boy who is in the show is the son of my news director at WGN-TV. His name is Casey Lyons, and I haven't seen the show yet. I want to get out and see it soon. But I hear that he's adorable. I know that this little Casey has been singing in shows, all over the place, and he's sort of like skyrocketing. He was Tiny Tim at the Goodman Theater in Christmas Carol, and he seems to be doing a terrific job. You went and saw the show. You got to see it, so... You know, try to put out of your mind completely that my boss's son is in this, as you tell us about it. No pressure.
Well, he is fantastic. I wouldn't say it if I didn't meet it. He and that group, that core group of children, that other neighborhood friends that are having a good time with Hazel moving into the neighborhood, really just some great kind of double takes as far as just even gestures that deliver the lines, and then a couple of great songs that come right from him. So he's fantastic. And the show itself, again, it's that chance to see something that we've not ever had anywhere else. It's a world premiere
out there, yeah. Is it reminiscent of the old TV show?
It really is. And it's funny, you were talking about these Southside theater venues and the old Drury Lane Evergreen Park, which you had to go to, the real Shirley Booth performed there. They used to bring in these headliners.
Right.
So Shirley Booth was at that Drury Lane, which we don't have, but we're lucky we have the Drury Lane there in Oak Brook. And this musical, it's fun. I mean, it's kind of corny, but that's what the show itself was as well. So it's a good time. It's fun. There's a few things that maybe need to be fine-tuned, which you would expect with any launch. There's musical numbers that sometimes you think, I don't know if that's quite really related to help move the story along at 2.5 hours runtime, maybe a few edits here and there. But that Clea Blackhurst, as well as the children cast, she is the lead. She was there as Mama Rose a few years ago in Gypsy. She's fantastic, and she steals the show, much like the lead character Shirley Booth played in the sitcom stole the show. So it's certainly worth the ticket to go out and see it and find out exactly how Hazel's going to clean up at the box office, I think.
Yeah, I am anxious to see it. One because I've sort of been following young Casey, singing in school choirs and, you know, watching this young man who, you know, through his mom just saying, my son's in this show, he's doing this show, he's doing that show, of how, you know, like some kids, like apparently with this Casey, some kids just innately have this in them. It's born in them, and they could not think of doing anything else. And I've seen now just by, you know, through you know, conversations in the office, how proud his mom is of him. How that's the case in here.
So and that's true to have that natural presence on stage, which again he has that. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like, oh, it's something that you're kind of on. It just seems like him, and that's a gift. To make something seem that natural on stage in a role is a gift. So yeah. In that case, it's just another reason to see and check out Hazel.
Well, I'm kissing up to him now because I think he's going to be a big star. You know, I want him to remember Uncle Dean when and he's getting the Tony Award. That's going to be at the Drury Lane Oak Brook until May the 20th. What else has just really blown you away recently?
Well, you know, there is a fantastic – we don't have a lot of one-man shows that happen very often. We get them every once in a while. A couple that are here, this one that is called Fooling Buddha, which is, again, a reason to maybe to check out something in the suburbs right over in Oak Brook. It's First Folio's production, and it's at the great Mays Lake Peabody Estate. And it's a story of somebody who grew up right in Wisconsin, so just right a state line, and grew up in a family where – they were practicing Buddhism. So it's not something you would hear in the 1970s for a lot of families. And this man's journey and his kind of foray and enjoying sidelines of magic and just experiencing, you know, the typical kind of bully things in the classroom when kids don't understand other things going on with kids. Fantastic. So it's this one-man show with David Kovacs in the role. And it's there for a while, too. It's over another couple of weeks till April 24th. Love that. This afternoon, I'm going to check out Hershey Felder. Always has a fantastic show. And
back is Irving Berlin this time, right?
That's right. Royal George this afternoon, it opens. So check that out as well. If you didn't see it the first time around, here's a second chance for you.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I mean, he's like so intense with whatever. He usually just does these one-man performances. And they're pretty intense when he does them, so I'll be curious to see what you think about that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about The Butler, talking about things going on in the suburbs out at the Northlight in Skokie.
Yes, that was actually last night. I finally got out there to check it out. And another great piece of stage work, because it's storytelling, but it's based on a factual story of somebody who was at the forefront in the Civil War of realizing the importance of what was happening with slaves and as they were attempting to be free from what were, you know, the binds of what happening in society. This was a man who, General Butler, this is where the title comes from. It kind of fools you a little bit, but it's the general that realized that these folks deserve not only freedom, but also the chance to be heard and listened to them and what their case was, to provide them security and safety as they began their new life and their journey. And this was not happening in the North, even though they were fighting a war for the different causes of a country divided. He took and was able to embrace the lives of slaves that were on the run and provide them an opportunity for safety and for another chance. So it is unbelievable, and it's so well done. Again, it hadn't been done anywhere here in Chicago. It was done up at Peninsula Players, Wisconsin way, but we have it here now at Northlight. So that's something you definitely want to see before it leaves us.
I love that there. You know, most of these shows that we've talked about so far are all out in the suburbs. So you know, for the people who don't want to drive to the city, pay the parking for downtown, pay the huge expense if you have a dinner or something downtown. Plenty of choices out in the suburbs as well. That's The Butler at the Northlight, and that is playing just for one more week. It'll close on April 17th. We'll take a quick break and come back. More with Phil Potempa, talking theater this morning here on WGN. This is gonna be the best day of my life. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. At 10:52, we're talking some theater this morning. Our pal Phil Potempa is here, the critic at large, entertainment columnist, the Post Tribune of Northwest Indiana. What else? What else is absolutely must-see, in your opinion, right now?
Well, we've been dancing around the suburbs with all these great productions. We better come downtown with just a couple things happening so people can think about it and plan their schedules accordingly. A lot of things happening that are going to be tomorrow. So if you think about tomorrow, think about that at the Goodman Theater. Carlisle is opening up, and it's got nothing to do with a hotel. It's about political candidates. So if you don't have enough of what's going on with the real-life drama in our headlines.
I can't get enough. I've barely heard about the elections at all.
I know.
Is there something going on?
I know. It's been such a sleeper year with these election candidates.
It would be great if somebody could call each other a nasty name. That would be fantastic.
But you know, exactly. That's one that you want to check out. It's just going to be opening up tomorrow night at the Goodman Theater, so that'll be the big press opening. Haven't seen it yet, but looking forward to it. And then also at the Auditorium Theater, big news. It's never too early to talk about the holidays, and the Joffrey Ballet Nutcracker has been one that's been around for 28 years, and it's a tradition. While it's all changing, and tomorrow at a press conference, they'll be giving us all the detail, and the tickets are going on sale tomorrow to see this reimagining from Christopher Wheeldon is going to recreate the Nutcracker in a way we've never seen it before, basing it in Chicago with our famed late 1800s World's Fair. So it's going to have a whole new spin, and we'll be talking to the talent and seeing what they have to say tomorrow at this press conference for the scoop on that.
All right. So we'll, some other good things that are coming up. I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with the producers.
Yes,
The Mel Brooks musical that opened here in Chicago before it went to New York to win all the awards with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick. They're doing it at the, you know, relatively intimate Mercury Theater on North Southport. And I'm so curious. I mean, this is a bigger-than-life show, how they're going to do that on that fairly small stage.
Exactly. You know, and the producers, it's so much fun. That's based on the Mel Brooks movie, but what they're able to do on stage makes it even more fun because you think, I can't believe I'm seeing this right in front of you. The idea of produce a big musical that's going to lose money, because in the way of losing money, you can actually make money. And the Mercury Theater, you know, we think of that area neighborhood being all Cubs-oriented, but the Mercury Theater offers some fantastic stage opportunities. And this run of the producers is going to be something nice to see it in that more of an intimate setting. And they'll be able to stage it in such a way that I think people will not be disappointed. And it's a long run. So previews start on this Thursday, but it goes all the way till June 26th. So hey, you're up there with the Cubs. Might as well just stroll over and catch some great theater at the same time.
I love the songs in the show. I love the jokes in the show. I probably have seen the show. I bet I've seen it a half a dozen times.
Yeah,
I really like it, but I am so curious to see how they're going to do this. Every time I've seen it, it's either been on Broadway or it was, I forget which theater that it opened here. I want to say maybe the... Was the Schubert at the time, or
I think it was
The Oriental.
Oriental,
one of the big theaters downtown.
And Mel was here with his wife. They came in for that opening night, red carpet.
I remember.
You know, what a magical night for downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I remember it so well. It just so happens that the it was either the day before or something in close proximity to the opening with Anne Bancroft, Mel Brooks's wife, who was here. I just happened to see her movie on television, Fatso, starring Dom DeLuise, which is a hilarious movie. It is, and she directed it also, I think, maybe even wrote it. But, you know, we're at the cast party afterwards, which I rarely go to, but I wanted to hang out with Mel Brooks, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, hang out with the cast. And Sarah Jessica Parker was there, married to Matthew Broderick. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
But talking with Anne Bancroft, and I said, I just saw your movie Fatso the other day, and you know, just was reminded how much I loved it. She was so appreciative. She said that was one of the things for which she was most proud in her very illustrious career.
Yeah, that just, again, you think of the people like Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft right here in downtown Chicago and a part of that theater circle. And again, I remember that night so vividly as well. And boy, we're so fortunate to have those luminaries right here and audiences to have a chance to, rub elbows with them as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Bullets Over Broadway is going to be opening in a week or so, April 19th, at the Private Bank Theater.
That just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Formerly. Can't even keep track of these theaters and the bank names. This was the Private Bank was the Bank of America Theater.
Yes.
And was it the LaSalle Bank Theater?
Bank Theater. But it's always still the Schubert Theater, right?
But
Schubert Theater.
That's how we remember it.
That's right.
So a lot of good stuff coming up. What do you have coming up in the Post-Tribune?
Well, this week we're going to be talking about some interesting things. This is just a lot of fun, and the fact that out our way in Northwest Indiana, Valparaiso, Kate Collins is one of our local claim-to-fame mystery writers, and her Flower Shop mystery books are in book number 18, came out last week, and she's got a deal with the Hallmark Mystery Channel. These are being made into movies with Brooke Shields starring as the lead character, the lady that owns the floor. So that's the big spread for Wednesday's column that readers will want to check out and find out the scoop about this latest movie opening this month on the Hallmark Channel.
Very good. It's Phil Potempa. You can read him there. We love that he can come and visit with us every once in a while, too. Phil, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
1057, we'll update news next on WGN.